This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Oh, I didn't know we're recording. I didn't know that. I thought we were just shooting the proverbial shit until we were going to start the record button. Okay.
No, I have a Skype recorder going on my computer.
I'm sorry. I mentioned all those shows. I wanted to keep them secret. I didn't want to give away any of our potential topics.
No. I think this will be more funny.
Oh, this is more authentic, absolutely.
No, this is going to be the shit right here. Just record this and see what the heck we're going to go off of.
So, this is what the show's going to be, folks. Buckle up.
It's going to be a podcast equivalent of a 50-car pileup with a circus in between.
Come for the Mr. Smith, stay for the Meow Manor.
That's the title of the episode. Introduction, come for the Mr. Smith, stay for the Meow Manor.
So, we did find some really, really bad television. Not necessarily just bad television, but a short-lived type of stuff. And stuff that's even rerun nowadays. Without giving away too much, our first episode will be about one such show, which actually is being rerun nowadays.
For the very first time, as a matter of fact.
For the very first time in over 35 years.
Yes.
So that narrows it. That narrows it down a little bit. It's more than 35 years old, but less than 40. So look for TV shows between 1979 and 1984, and we'll give you another hint. It's not Mr. Smith.
Oh no, I don't think we'll ever see. I think it'll be. It's safe to say nobody, I think, wants to see Mr. Smith on one of these digital.
Oh, so watch, somebody who has no internet access is sitting on all the episodes on Betamax.
Like, oh my god, I've been sitting on a gold mine all these years.
And he's sitting in a darkened basement just watching Mr. Smith for 7 hours a day. Somebody will need to know about Mr. Smith one day. Somebody will know about Mr. Smith one day.
No.
But yeah, this is going to be maybe experiment is the best way of phrasing it.
Yes.
But we should say, since obviously we're recording now, thanks for the heads up, that this is inspired in part by, as we mentioned earlier, the omnibus with Ken Jennings and John Roderick, where it's sort of episodic and they go in all sorts of different directions. We're doing sort of like an homage to the omnibus, specifically about really bad TV.
Yes.
And we've come up with, right now we've come up with well over 100 topics, 100 shows, I should. Well, topics too, because, you know, we just did the topic we talked about, the thesaurus. And so, I mean, if we do one per week, we have enough material for at least 2 years.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And the thing is, we're constantly thinking of other bad shows. I mean, seriously, there might be a show that's on TV right now. I don't want to say it, Bob Hart's Abishola, but, you know, it might be, no, Bob Hart's Abishola is a good show, but, yeah, I mean, there is, we're covering everything from shows that lasted one episode to shows that lasted a season, and as we said earlier, there's shows that were on for 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons, specifically requests from people we know. And future contributors. It isn't just me and Greg. We've got people who are going to chime in with their two cents about different topics.
Oh, I wasn't told about this.
Oh, the Chico I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if anybody else was like, oh.
No. Chico chimed in, and he definitely needs to be involved in this. Oh, and hey, since we haven't even totally done it, and we've been recording for, what, half an hour? Hi, my name is Mike Klaus, and this is Greg Diener. We're your hosts on this podcast. Boy, let's just totally screw everything up. Great for a preview. And in case you didn't notice the title, it's called It Was a Thing on TV. Because everything we're covering was a thing on TV at one point or another. So there you go. We're saving the introductions for last, and we're just bullshitting in the beginning, so we're just totally out of order.
Now you mentioned, I'll just edit this part. So now this is going to be the point where you're actually going to hear the 30 minutes proceeding, okay? Starting now. Okay. So, how are we going to introduce this?
Who the hell needs show prep?
No! That's how we're going to start. Who the hell needs show prep? Tell this.
Who the hell needs show prep? Well, I know you wanted to do just a basic episode, like introducing the whole thing.
Yes.
I don't know how you want to handle that. I mean, I don't want to give away any of our upcoming shows.
No, I don't, but we got to explain to the people out there who we are and what the format is. So, who wants to go first? Oh, wait, it's just us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Chico's not coming until, well, whenever he wants, but not now.
No.
Well, I would say that, you know, we organized a list of over 100 of the most forgettable, but also maybe in some ways memorable shows in television history.
Yes, they all
spanning from
from like the 50s to like I would say probably the early aughts.
Oh no, I added a show from earlier this year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh man. It's gonna stink when we. I really want to know what this show is you suggested.
Well, hold on, I'm gonna get you a link.
Oh no!
This is something that it aired on. It's probably not even a cable channel you have. Up TV.
Oh, we got Up TV here in Long Island.
Okay. So this aired earlier this year. Why? Let me get to the chat. Oh, there's the chat. Okay. Oh, come on. Get to the chat.
That's the channel that has Whose Line Is It Anyway reruns. I just discovered
the highly censored. Yeah, the highly censored reruns of Whose Line Is It. Yeah, because they're sort of like Family Channel, but like more conservative, if that's even a thing.
How can it be more conservative? How can it be more conservative? Just on Skype, it flashed me the link to the show you suggested, and now I'm looking at the title of this, and I.
Wait! You don't know half of this. I don't. I don't even know if there's a Wikipedia page for this, but I remember reading about it. Let me see. Wiki. Oh, shoot. And don't believe any of that that you see about, like, I think it says Beverly Hills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It didn't take place in Beverly Hills.
Oh, what a rip.
No, it's even better, and I hope I can find... Oh, cripes. Let me see if I can find the numbers here, the information. So what this is basically an English translated version of an Icelandic show. You heard me right, Icelandic.
Wait a minute, hold up, Mike. Is this going to be about Icelandic incest?
Maybe the cats get it on, I don't know. But so this is a reality show in Iceland, launched in Iceland as Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh.
Not Kardashians, the Kardashians. And let's see. I wish I could find the ratings, because the ratings were like, I'm not even joking, it was like a 75 share in Iceland.
There must be nothing to watch on TV in Iceland if that got a 75 share.
Well, everybody's screwing their relatives. It's going to be the crossover episode, the omnibus Icelandic incest / Meow Manor episode.
Oh, you just gave it away!
I'm sorry. But let me see here. Meow Manor ratings. Let me see if I can find it there. But, Iceland, it's not that big. There can't be many TV networks there. But it gets like a 75 or 80 share. It was dubbed over in English, but everything else was Icelandic, including the websites. They actually had sponsors whose URLs were on like cat scratchers and boxes. Yeah, they're trying to subtly, you know, make the viewers, you know, see these, you know, in subliminally see these websites. But oh shit, it's on Amazon.
Wait,
I gotta make sure this is the right one, but it looks like it's on Amazon.
Okay. By the way, I just turned on Up TV, which is channel 175 here, and they're airing The Gilmore Girls, and out of nowhere, Mary Lynn Rice Cup just popped up on my TV.
I'm not surprised. Oh, wait, this must be... Well, hold on. The dates are weird. I'm guessing this might be the original air dates in Iceland. It says 2017, but it didn't come here till this year. I may actually have to look at the Up app and see if they have the episodes there. But, this is like hit television in Iceland. And it isn't even on Up TV anymore. It hasn't been on Up TV for months. But still, as the podcast says, it was a thing on TV.
Yes, it was a thing on TV. And
that might be... Well, the thing is... Chico might take control of, you know, certain episodes, and you, I'm sure, will take control of certain episodes, and, you know, we'll obviously chime in. Meow Manor is exclusively my episode.
And you being the cat owner, Mike, you are the
not even I'm the cat owner. I freaking watched this once. I set the DVR for it.
You were so lucky. To Meow Manor.
I wanted to catch the premiere, and I just it was an English dubbing of not that there's a lot of dubbing. It's just cats playing around in a Lucite house 24/7. It's Big Brother for cats, and. No, I know. And things I'm talking about cats, and oh, here's Benoodles wants me a petter. It's. I mean, it was, you know, very, very little dubbing over, you know, maybe like, oh, here comes Archie coming to see how Gloria's doing her. And the thing is, it wasn't like Archie and Gloria. I don't know why I picked two random names that were names of characters on All in the Family. But, I mean, they kept their Icelandic names. So it's like, okay, here comes Inga, and Inga's going to go play with Sven. And it's like, what the hell? It was a thing on television. That's all I can say.
I just want to add, also on the episode of Gilmore Girls on Up TV that I'm watching, another person that has popped out of nowhere is the guy from Drunk History just popped up.
Do you mean somebody that actually portrayed an actor or somebody that was actually like featured?
I mean the guy that hosts Drunk History on Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, Derek Waters.
Yes.
Well, he did have bit roles before he hit the jackpot with Drunk History.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Gilmore Girls. Oh.
That will not be a thing we'll be discussing. That was a thing.
No, that's something we respect and, well, I shouldn't say enjoy, but it's not crap. It was on for, like, what, 6 seasons, 7 seasons?
If you're on the air for, let's say, more than three seasons, you're well, it depends. depends on what.
Not even. No, I would say two. I mean, if we went through the list, and I don't have the list on this laptop, unfortunately, I don't think any of our shows lasted more than a year.
Are you sure? No. I know particularly one show is more than one season, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, let me pull up the list.
Okay. And we are adding more things to the list, by the way, so...
Oh, the list is ever-growing. Oh, absolutely.
We will make sure we discuss every obscure television show in the history of the universe that was at least broadcast in English.
Or at least that was broadcast in English, exactly.
Dubbed in English, as in the case of Miel Manor.
Okay, well, $1.98 Beauty Show lasted two seasons.
I love how we said we weren't going to spoil anything, but then we just said, F it, let's just reveal the names on the list.
Let's see, Man vs. Beast was technically two seasons.
It was those two specials.
Sledgehammer, I think, was two seasons, maybe just one.
It was two seasons.
Oh, Small Wonder lasted like 4 years.
All of them are crap.
Oh, they're all crap, but they're definitely not limited to two seasons or less. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous lasted like until the early 90s. That's like 7 or 8 seasons. Joe Millionaire lasted two seasons, even though really we only care about the first.
Oh, man, when we get to Joe Millionaire, that's going to be like a 3-hour epic.
Saved by the Bell, The Next Generation, or whatever it was called, was 3 years or so.
The new class was like, it was like 7 or 8 seasons.
Was it? Oh my gosh, I thought it was only like 3 or 4.
No, there was like a...
How did it last double the original recipe? Did they have like a Zach Morris like body double, and he did more shit than the original Zach Morris did?
No, I think they changed the cast like every like 2 or 3 seasons in that version.
Battle of the Network Stars obviously was like a seasonal thing from like 77 to 84.
And they briefly revived that on Bravo like 10 years ago.
Oh no, it was ABC and it was like...
No, I'm talking...
There's an ABC version like 3 years ago.
Oh, they did? I didn't even... Oh wait, yes, I do remember that. Because we discussed that on Messenger, I remember.
That's My Dog lasted like 3 years.
Wait, that's
My Dog and Think Like a Cat. Oh, mercy.
Oh, yeah, we talked in depth the other day about Think Like a Cat.
Think Like a Cat. Oh, my gosh. We Got It Made was two seasons, albeit there was 4 years in between them, because We Got It Made was part of the Primetime Starts at 7:30 lineup. Get a Life lasted two seasons.
Did it last two seasons?
I've got the whole series here somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's two seasons.
I still need to
because it lasted until 92. It didn't make it to 93.
Okay, I still need to get the DVD of that. That's been one DVD that I've always wanted to get, but I never get it. It's probably a lot of the Shout Factory releases on DVD is like they're like super expensive.
Well, and also super rare nowadays. That's it. I mean, I'm taking a look at the rest of them. Well, The Ropers was two seasons, too. Like a season and a half.
Well, you didn't get to the one I was thinking of.
I went through the whole list. What did I forget?
You forgot about a certain show from 1979 on NBC starring Mr. McLean Stevenson.
Oh, I just looked at that and I thought that was a one season, but you're right, that was a two season show.
Yes, somehow it survived. Somehow it was for Fred Silverman. It was either that or Super Train, and he was like, "I'll give McLean another year."
Because Super Train was so fucking expensive, and then I found a promo. It was like a 6.5-minute promo for NBC in 1983. It started with Mr. Smith. It went to Manimal, and then it went to Jennifer Slept Here. And then I forget what other shows it went to. But then basically at the end, they had the stars of NBC one by one clapping their hands. And once their hands went together, it went to a different face of an NBC star. And I'm not even joking. It's like they had everybody from Cheers, they had everybody from Different Strokes, they had everybody from Silver Spoons, and that's like all they had. And I think there was like Michael Gross from Family Ties on there.
I think Michael B. Fox might have been on there too.
He might have been too, but I remember being Michael Gross. And it's like, okay, those are like the only four like hit shows that they had represented there. And even Cheers wasn't technically a hit until probably the second or third season.
So that year, and at 83, 84, they were in the 9:30 slot because this is so weird. We Got It Made actually had the 9 o'clock spot that year.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was before not necessarily must-see TV, but yeah, it was obviously the year before Cosby showed up, and yeah, before Bram Tartikoff, and also Night Court was still in the Wednesday night slot, because Thursday night was, well, it was Buffalo Bill, and then after Buffalo Bill got canceled, it was the Duck Factory, another entry, and then that's when they put Night Court in at 9:30, Cheers was on at 9:00, Family Ties is 8:30, and Cosby was at 8:00.
And that's when they figured it out.
Well, then they figured it out, and then around 88, 87, they moved Family Ties to Sunday nights. Brilliant. Brilliant move. Move your, literally, the second best ratings gatherer, because, I mean, if you look at the ratings from, like, 84 to, like, 87, 1, 2, 3, 4 is Cosby, Family Ties, Cheers, Night Court. So unless they're trying to move that and maybe get a little bit of magic, but again, Sunday night, what a horrible, horrible time spot. And then also at the same time, the little kid on Family Ties, he went from being like 2 and magically turned into a 7-year-old like overnight.
That's the same thing that happened on Growing Pains.
No, you're right about that. Yeah, the daughter, the fourth child. She was, yeah, a little baby, like 1-2 years old for the first, that one season or two seasons, and then all of a sudden they come back and she's like 9.
And then she grew up to become the waitress saved by Captain America and the Avengers. And now you know the rest of the story.
You know, I almost want to add that in as a possible topic. Kids mysteriously transforming from 2 years old to 9 years old over the course of one summer.
Yeah.
I'm adding it right now. Hold on. I'm going to put it in the chat.
Oh, that's good. And also, I believe the little daughter on Step by Step also magically grew from a baby to a 5-year old.
New podcast topic idea. Magically aged from 2 to 9 in a summer. Yeah. Family Ties, Growing Pains, and you said Step by Step?
Step by Step. There's probably some other shows we're forgetting that had this same trope.
Oh, I'm sure we can research it. So yeah, aging from 2 to 8 is in a summer thing. Only on television.
Only on television can you from 2 to 8 and nobody questions it whatsoever.
And everybody stays the same age.
Yeah, man.
For some reason, Michael J. Fox is still 21 years old. Oh, Chico said there's actually a term for that.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Soras.
Soras. I've never heard of that. Soap opera rapid aging syndrome. Well, it's not soap operas, but same type of thing.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess we're going to have to put that in there.
Wait, it even mentions here, on sitcoms, a newborn infant character is sometimes aged quickly into a kindergartner for greater comic potential, as was done with the character Chrissy Seaver on Growing Pains in 1990. Oh, my gosh. Oh, they also mentioned Family Ties. On the sitcom Family Ties, Elise Keaton learns that she's pregnant in an episode aired in September 84. Later, she gives birth to her and Steven's fourth child, Andrew, or Andy for short, in an episode in late January 85. The Keatons consider preschool for the child in an episode aired 13 months later, season 4. In September, 4-year-old actor Brian Bouncil began playing the character Andy for the last 3 seasons. Everything else, though, is a soap opera. It doesn't mention step by step. It mentions All My Children, Young and the Restless, As the World Turns, Australian soap, Neighbours, and looks like EastEnders, a British soap.
Yes, EastEnders is very, very big over there, let me tell you.
Oh, and it's been big for ages over there. I mean, it mentions this happening in 2002 on EastEnders, and it's still on nowadays. But yeah, I mean, EastEnders, I think, has been on since like 85 or so.
Is this for the listeners who may be stumbling upon this, we'll be mostly covering American topics, so, but we will throw in like a British show or an Australian show here or there. Okay, now that port's...
Oh, this is just going to be... This is just going to flow so seamlessly. Oh, jeez.
This now makes total sense. This totally was not... This is totally not hastily edited together.
But also, again, we talked about the derivation that this is sort of like a TV version of Omnibus. Hey, there are
our you're not even... That's going to add to the funny part of this all. After I said this is not easily edited together, you cut out for like 20 seconds and tried to reconnect. Oh, God.
So now I need to remember what I was talking about for 20 seconds. No, I just said I was talking about, you know, what our inspiration here is. It's like a television version of Omnibus. But also, Greg and I, for probably the better part of a year, if not longer, were talking about doing a similar podcast, but with really forgettable movies. And suddenly, in the span of about 2 weeks, it went from movies to, hey, let's talk about crappy television. Let's come up with at least 100 names of crappy TV shows. And myself and Greg and Chico were just throwing out names after names after names. And they're memorable, but also there's some that are forgettably bad. And the initial goal, at least in my opinion, was to try and connect them all from our first entry, which really after about show four, there's no connections to the first three entries.
Oh, no.
And also, how are you going to connect Meow Manor to anything?
No.
Meow Manor aired after the Icelandic version of Mr. Smith, except Mr. Smith was replaced with a narwhal, and Mr. Smith controlled the Icelandic government. Show me an Icelandic orangutan. And actually, it wasn't called Mr. Smith in Iceland. It was called Mr. Bjork. This big narwhal is running the country and has an IQ of 374 or 265 or 256 or whatever it is. Boy, we're coming up with show ideas that actually might last longer than the original shows. Greg, should I pitch Hello, Gary again? It's Hello, Larry, but it's with Brad Garrett.
And the entire Portland Trail Blazers team.
And all the Portland Trail Blazers, exactly.
Damian Lillard and everybody on the Portland Trail Blazers. Because, I mean, we can't get Metal Like Lemon back from the dead, so...
No, we're not doing any sort of seances or anything like that. But the first episode... like I said, it is from a show between 35 and 40 years ago, and it is being rerun right now on television. Maybe not conventional cable television, but it's definitely out there. You could definitely see it, and I can vouch that I've seen it, and I can vouch that Greg's seen it, and maybe even a little bit more of a hint. Myself, well, I started a Tumblr devoted to this show, and Greg contributes, and so does Chico. And it's something. It's a good show, but also it's a good show in the eye of the beholder. It's an acquired taste.
It's also like if you show this to somebody, people are going to be like, "This happened? Really?"
It's a blip on the radar. It is a blip on the radar, but, and Greg can't vouch for this because he was not born at this time. I was in fourth grade at the time, and I remember it, and I remember coming home every day to watch the show. Oh, there's a big hint. It's not a weekly show. It's a daily show. And I've, fallen in love with it all over again now that I've seen the reruns for the first time in over 35 years. And sometimes it's a dog, and sometimes it's really good, and there's different reasons why it's good. I want to keep you in suspense for that episode.
Pun. That's a great pun. Different reasons.
Well, it is different reasons why this show's good / bad / so bad it's good. And we've talked about it. And again, I don't want to spoil it because it really, I think if I look through the listings for this show, there might be patterns which I'll find. And actually, I might have to work on that, do a little bit of research for the first true episode. The first true episode, not the general goofiness that we've been recording for the last 35 minutes or whatever. The real, true effort.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The one where we're actually going to have to put forth some research, i.e. just some YouTube links we found and some stuff on Wikipedia.
Oh, and also stuff that we found on eBay.
Oh yeah. I can't.
Not necessarily for the first show, but definitely for the second.
Yeah.
And for the third. And for the fourth. And for the fifth.
And for a show I really want to cover, but not until much later.
Oh, that could be any show.
Oh, you know the show I'm talking about.
If our little list of shows is any indication, if this is a show that has a number bigger than 100, you messaged me. Oh, not that show. I thought you were talking about another show.
Oh, no.
No, but that's a good show. The show I was talking about, Fair or Unfair?
Unfair!
Oh my gosh, I have very vague memories of that, but yeah.
No one knows what. Actually, you know what? It currently relates to the show we're talking about right now as we speak.
Yeah, I can. Oh, you're talking about, yeah. I thought you were talking about the one you suggested. But no, the show that Greg is and I are talking about refers to the show we're talking about that we're going to do next week in terms of this person making an appearance on this show currently.
Yes.
Currently in reruns. So that's also a little bit of the fuel for the fire, is if we watch shows and we hear some goofy credits, and it just lights a fire under our butt. Oh, we've got to do this show because we saw whatever, and it could be like Conan O'Brien, or it could be Kimmel or Fallon, and they talk to some guest, and the guest says, "Oh yeah, I did this crappy pilot back in 1989." And it was picked up by Fox for 13 weeks. Absolutely. That's more inspiration for us.
Oh, that's going to give us more material.
Oh, it absolutely is. And then when they show the footage, oh, well, here's blankety blank on this crappy 13-week show back in 1989, and this person had hair, and it wasn't gray, and this person looks like they're 20 years old now when they're actually 55. Yeah, it's that's all I can say is yeah.
And you'll never believe who randomly shows up, McLean Stevenson.
That is a topic, not necessarily a topic, but maybe an on-running gag, is just McLean Stevenson, because without spoiling too much, he's going to be making a number of appearances on the list.
Oh, my, yeah, poor McLean. He might be the official mascot of this podcast.
He might be the official human mascot. I will do everything in my power to make Mr. Smith the animal mascot of this podcast.
So he's going to be the Gritty of this podcast?
He's going to be the Gritty of this podcast. And just like Gritty, I just saw this on the news this morning, there's a rage room that just opened up in Philadelphia's arena where people can come in, take a hockey stick or a baseball bat, and hit mirrors and hit computer monitors. Yeah, that's what Mr. Smith is going to be. He's going to be our mascot, hitting the TV with like an aluminum baseball bat, smashing it into 10,000 pieces, not unlike the Macintosh commercial in 1984, except instead of throwing whatever that was, an axe or whatever, it's a chimpanzee, not a chimpanzee, an orangutan smashing a television with an aluminum baseball bat. 34 inches, if you're wondering, by the way. Oh, yeah, that's another thing you'll hear is the occasional Ron Burgundy podcast reference. Apparently, all Greg and I do in our spare time is listen to the Omnibus podcast and the Ron Burgundy podcast. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, well, there is nothing wrong with it.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, this show is going to be, yeah, maybe we'll get a little off track, maybe get a little goofy, but we're going to have good-hearted discussions about some really bad television over the years, and we'd like to tie them in some way to other entries we've done, other submissions, because, again, the second one definitely will tie back to the first one, and then other shows will tie into to previous submissions in other ways. And then we'll get to Meow Manor, which has nothing to do with anything else on this site. It's just a really bizarre Icelandic reality show, which actually aired here in the States earlier this year.
Well, wouldn't Meow Manor tie into one show that we talked about? The one show that we... The one particular show with cats that we talked about the other day.
Oh, well, in terms of the main characters on the show being feline, yeah. But also at the same time, entry 3 is a feline entry of sorts. Wink, wink. So maybe there's a tenuous connection between the species of animal or the genus of animal, and we can tie it in some way. Well, if we're talking about species, there's got to be a hashtag gorilla somewhere.
Episode 3 is going to be about furries and Harambe.
I must have missed that TV show.
And making a special guest appearance will be Mike Francesa and Secretariat.
Oh, there's another in-joke that people need to get used to is Mike Francesa jokes about Secretariat and gorillas and other species of animals. Horses.
Horse.
So yeah. This is going to be something. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. It's going to be a podcast, and if all goes well, I think the first episode might be released. Well, I don't know if it's... Well, it might be Sunday the 19th, or Sunday the 20th, rather, of October. So we might go off the rails sometimes, but we're going to cover bad shows and give our unique takes on them.
I can't wait. I can't wait for all these episodes. I mean, I can't wait to discuss every single topic, because every single topic needs to be documented.
And the thing is, we can get so far in depth into every topic, but I think we're going to try and limit it to half an hour, if at all possible, because I'm sure Greg doesn't want a show running as long as Mr. Smith was on the air.
Oh, no, I definitely want a show lasting as long as Mr. Smith was on the air. No more than an hour.
Our listeners are going to ask for mercy after the first 7 hours. Yeah, no more than an hour. I mean, half an hour should be fine, but yeah, if we go off the rails or if we have a lot of stuff that we've dug up, definitely we'll go, hopefully, no more than an hour.
Except for one particular topic that I want to go, I want it to be as long as Avengers Endgame. That could be anything.
Oh, no. You've got to tell me which topic this is.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to save it for when we get to it.
So, yeah. Unless Greg has anything else to add, the first episode should be live sometime in the next probably 10 to 14 days, and then weekly after that.
Yes. Yes, as long as schedules don't interfere and everything, we should be good to go.
Schedules shouldn't interfere, but what's going to be really fun is Wednesday is my long day, and usually when I get home, I'm a little loopy. And, oh, in case you couldn't tell, this is recorded on a Wednesday. So, yeah, we might go really, like, off the rails, but it's because we love these crappy shows.
Oh, yes. Yes. As long as we have a YouTube, I mean, sure, YouTube may be the home of Nazi indoctrination videos, but as long as they host crappy TV shows from 30 years ago, it's A-okay. Oh, and I forgot about Daily Motion, too, but no one cares about Daily Motion.
Yeah, nobody cares about Daily Motion or Vimeo or anything like that. So, yeah, this sounds like we're going to put a tie on this preview episode. Anything else to add there, Greg?
No.
Yeah, that'll get edited out. 15-second silent pause. Greg Diener. Wait. I'm sorry.
You didn't even know I was recording this episode until 25 minutes ago.
I thought we were going to like do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, nope. I'm just going to hit record and we're just going to go just forge straight in. And we're just forging straight out. He's Greg Diener. I'm Mike Klaus. We'll be back next week with the first official episode of It Was a Thing on TV. You can find us on social media, by the way. We're on Twitter at It Was a Thing on TV. You can find us on Tumblr at itwasathingontv.tumblr.com. You can find us on Facebook. Guess what? Facebook.com/itwasathingontv. And where else do we have a presence? I think that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for now.
I didn't do Instagram yet. Not that Instagram really is going to be any different than any other media. It's just Instagram attracts the young kids, and gosh knows I don't need my students finding my goofy podcast on Instagram. I swore for some reason there was another
social media outlet.
I thought I did four.
It's four.
Oh, no. I didn't do Instagram. Tumblr, Facebook.
Do you want to start a Snapchat where we put funny faces on Mr. Smith?
Let's do face swapping with Leonard Fry and Mr. Smith. Facebook.com/itwasathingontv. Twitter.com/itwasathingontv. Tumblr. It was a thing on TV.tumblr.com. And actually, the website for the podcast, that's what it was. It was a thing on TV.podbean.com. So that's where you'll find the archive of all the episodes. Or at least as of right now, this episode.
Unless you're listening like 3 years from now and there's like 150 episodes and you're turning back into this, thinking, oh my god, how the hell did this last so long? It lasted longer than all these shows that they covered, and I don't understand why.
What really happened on that first episode? Did Mike actually know Greg was recording the whole time? I wonder. Oh, my gosh. No, this isn't embarrassing in any way.
All right.
But, yeah, we'll be back next week with our first installment of hopefully many will find out. Thank you again for listening. We'll catch you in a couple.
Consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.